If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Harbaugh now heads to the Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws. Touchdown.
I was just trying to show off, man.
We're going to be known as world champions. We're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better than that? Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
What's up, boys? Welcome back, Kai Kai.
Yes, let's welcome back Kyle the Coach Duggan.
It's good to be back. You know what else is good? In these intros, I don't feel awkward, like I don't have anything to say, because you guys welcome me back. And so it's this easy, clean transition into the show. So I appreciate
Come
that.
Back to
I
us.
Might, I might take more time off.
Oh. We catch more flies with honey here at the Charger Chat. So
cool.
All right, gang. Well, lots to talk about this episode. There's lots of clips, some quotes that Kevin has taken the time to pull, some interesting little tidbits. We've got a Craig experience and an Ask Bolt fam lined up for you, so let's waste no time. Start at the top. Chargers offensive lineman Bradley Bozeman, our new center for this offensive line for the Chargers, was talking about Justin Herbert. And Mr. Bozeman said he acts like he's been in the system for 10 years. He dives so deep into the system and knew it so well before anyone else could even grasp it. It's been impressive to see him put people in the right positions and just elevate people around him. It was a great transition with Justin. He's a hell of a quarterback, and you notice that before we even put on the pads. The guy is so serious about what he does, and I am all for that. It's been great getting to work with him and build that rapport. My goal was to come in and try to be as perfect as I could to earn that respect and have it be mutual. It's been a good start.
Yeah, it's not only has it not been long, 10 years. He's been in there for like 10 weeks he's been in this system.
Yeah.
And it's his third one in 4 years.
Yeah.
He's just designed to have Harbaugh come in his first year with a new offense, pick it up, and just kill everyone. Mm-hmm. Like he's been, everything's led him to this point.
Yeah.
Give me, you need an offense learned. I got this. I know how to do this because I've been doing it for the last four years.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, wait, three years, three offenses. Because he went straight from Lombardi to Moore, straight now to Gurley. Yeah. Carry the two. A plus B, A squared.
Divide by,
Wait, I know this. All of the above. The thing that stands out to me is putting people in the right positions.
Yeah.
Who does that remind you of?
Philip Rivers.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Philip Rivers would put the defense in the right position.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to be there. Screw over.
It's so sick.
We'll get there. We'll get there, Justin.
Let's see. Bozeman went on to say, I played under G. Rowe, Greg Roman, for those not in the know, for 4 years in Baltimore. So I know what he's about and what he likes to do. I have familiarity with the Chargers offensive line coach, Mike Devlin, and a bunch of the coaches over here. And I know what the Harbaugh family is about and how hard-nosed they are and how they are winners. I want to win a Super Bowl and do a lot of really great things. We're only given a sliver of time to play football, and I want to maximize my opportunity.
I also would like a Super Bowl. I also agree with you.
Yes.
And I'm excited for this.
Big time.
Yeah. I think it's cool to hear, like, obviously, we knew that Bozeman played with Greg Roman for 4 years in Baltimore. But I think that reminder of like, okay, he's saying he wants to maximize his opportunities to win. And he's like, I'm going to get back in that system. Like, I want to be a part of that again because I think that football can win. And that's what, like, that's where I fit. That's what's going to be best for me in the rest of whatever years I have left in my career. I don't know. I love hearing that. You obviously hear that when people get signed because it's what they have to say.
Sure.
But now hearing it weeks later, he still is like, yeah, I'm in the right place. Now that I've been here, I've worked with Justin. I've seen Greg Roman back at it and we're grinding. He's like, this is a good fit for me. I think, I don't know. I'm super excited. I think that was a diamond in the rough pickup for us in such a necessary spot.
It's the absolute right mindset that you want for a player that, like you said, he's not a rookie. This isn't a rookie that we just signed. This is a guy who's been in the league long enough, hasn't won a Super Bowl. So he understands that, like, hey, man, my best years are probably behind me. I want to win one of these things. I know my window of opportunity is slowly getting smaller and smaller. And this is his best opportunity is to join this team and have a quarterback like Justin Herbert, have an offensive coordinator like Greg Roman. And that's exciting. That is so freaking cool. Yeah.
I just hope that relationship is so important, that center quarterback relationship. So I just hope that they keep building on it. And he's just an anchor. We just need somebody in the middle. You can't say he's going to be a Lindsley because Lindsley was insanely
best in the league.
In the league. But I think if you get the right five guys and they start working cohesively with a leader like Bozeman, I think we're going to be in really good shape on this offensive line.
Yeah. For sure.
And let's see, there's also a quote here from Joe Alt, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert said earlier this month that Alt, who stands at 6'8", 322 pounds, has crushed his transition to the NFL thus far. He fits right in as well, Herbert said of the 6'9" Alt. He's just so talented and so smart. He's done a great job of picking up the offense and asking questions. Big man asks questions.
Joey like football.
Joe smash.
Joey put helmet in neck. Alt.
Joe Alt crush transition to NFL. No, that's great. Obviously, we want a guy to come in and just kill it on that right side because
protect Justin
because we know what the last few years have been. So
yeah,
we were looking for that change of pace, I think, for the right tackle. And then on offensive coordinator Greg Roman, Joe's looking really good, getting better every day. I make that statement unabashedly. This is from Greg Roman. He's got all the right stuff. He respects the veterans, guys that have done it before him. He's got a great demeanor about him, great work ethic. He's the kind of guy you want in the foxhole with you. I'm finding that out. We expect him to take that same approach every day and keep getting better, becoming the dominant player that we know he can be.
Yeah, I don't know if you want him in the I don't know if you want him in the foxhole. I think his head would.
His head's gonna be right above the top. He's
way too tall for a foxhole. A and B, he would eat all the food. There'd be nothing left for the other soldiers.
No,
Joe, you're not in charge of rations anymore. What do you mean?
Joey, eat rations. I think Joey crushed right.
Yeah.
Joey crushed rations.
Joey, I think Greg Roman.
I get the idea. He's a tough guy that wants to fight. And that's obviously what you want to hear from a right tackle. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I continue to say this, and I think it's more and more true. The closer we get to football, the more exciting that right tackle pick in the first round gets. You know?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's not fun day of, but every day we get closer, it's more and more of a fun pick with the idea of him and Rashawn Slater protecting Justin. It gets more and more like, oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait to see what this looks like.
Yeah. Giving Herbert two more seconds in that pocket is going to be all the more fun when this season starts.
Yeah.
And then Jim Harbaugh said, I think it's on track to be a top tier offensive line in the NFL. Rashawn, Zion, Bradley Bozeman, probably right now, Trey Pipkins and Joe Alt. Those five have really separated themselves.
Can I to point something out? Probably right now, Trey Pipkins.
Of course you would.
Just all the names. We just talked about how awesome Joe Alt is. Probably right now, Trey Pipkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's just to him. That's the only reason why this quote's in here, because I find that very interesting.
Reason to take this guy down.
I'm not. But blind confidence in him at guard when he's never played guard. The coach also is like, yeah, probably right now.
Cool. Well, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
No. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I just think it's interesting the time that we had Jamari Salyer and how awesome he was stepping in to be the left tackle replacement for Rashawn Slater when he went down, that his name has not continued to be part of the talk of being in that guard position just because of that. Like, yeah. I understand it was a different regime, different coaching, blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm just surprised. I mean, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know what's going on with Jamari Salyer. Maybe Trey Pipkins is a better guard than Jamari Salyer. But if that is the case, that would surprise me, given how tough he has been. And maybe he's just got different measurables. I think he's a shorter guy. I don't think he's quite as tall and quite as long as Trey Pipkins.
Yeah, shorter, yeah.
So maybe it's that length that is giving Pipkins that extra bit of an edge as being named as part of the starting offensive line as opposed to Jamari Salyer. I'm just surprised, that's all.
I just think they're giving him a chance at this. I don't think they're handing it to him. I think he's played on the team. He's been a part of the offensive line for a long time. He's been a starter. You don't just come in and be like, you're out. It's like, all right, we want to kick you in. Let's see if you can do it. We're going to find out as soon as they get to camp.
One shot, Trey.
Pretty much.
Screw this up.
But pretty much, once they get in the pads, I'm curious what he's going to do at guard. Because when you have to be physical like that every play, that is not what he was having to do at right tackle in the slightest. So I want him to succeed.
Maybe that's what he wanted to do.
I'm curious what's going to happen.
I think I think we all don't give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not physical. That's what we want to assume. Maybe he is physical, but it's that finesse stuff that he struggled with, dealing with the faster, quicker twitch guys on the outside. Whereas maybe he wants to be more physical and get his hands on people and use his size. We just haven't gotten to see a lot of it based on the running scheme that we used to run and the position of playing right tackle. You are a lot more skilled and finesse than you would be inside. You still have to be quick on the inside for sure, but you definitely have to be more of a bruiser that wants to get your hands on people. And maybe that's Trey. I've never talked to the guy. I've never watched him in practice. Maybe that's what he is. And I think it's cool that they're giving him an opportunity, you know, like as a right tackle, a guy that did stick around, he signed his second contract. He probably could have gone somewhere else and gotten similar money. But he liked playing for the Chargers. He had some loyalty and they're giving him the opportunity to prove that he can do it. I love it. And I think it would be an incredible story if he bumps down into guard and just kills it. You know, I think that speaks to our coaching staff and their abilities and his humility. And I'm a right tackle and I'm just a right tackle, you know?
Sure.
Especially going to a contract year. He's not going to get paid as much next year if he really does well at guard. There's not as much money for guards as there is for tackles. Mm-hmm. But if he sucks it up and just goes out and plays football, power to him, dude. I'll be much more of a Trey Pipkins fan for sure.
We all will be if that ends up being the case. this was interesting. Dove Kleiman tweeted out, I guess this was a segment on NFL, on the NFL Network, NFL Live.
Yeah.
And Tiki Barber calls out running back Austin Ekeler for saying 300 carries a year was not my game. That's what Austin Ekeler said when he left the team. We got new running backs. He said, they're looking for a guy that can do 300 carries a year. That's not me. That's not my style. And then Tiki Barber says, you got the Christian McCaffreys of the world who make $19 million a year. And then you got these other guys who can't make eight. And you wonder why. And pointing out the Chargers offense since 2020, design rush percentage, 35%, ranked 30th in the NFL. Yards per rush, 3.9, ranked 30th in the NFL. Rushing yards per game, 101.3, ranked 28th in the NFL. And that's just going back to 2020, which was Justin Herbert's rookie season.
Yeah, and 300 carries is not ridiculous. That's like 15 to 20 carries a game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's football. It's not like we're giving you the ball 30 times a game. Yeah. You know, it. And if you want to get paid, like Tiki Barber saying, he wants to get paid like a top running back and a mid-level wide receiver. But if you're not going to carry the ball aggressively 15 times a game,
or productively,
why would I pay you? Yeah, why would I pay you as... Yeah, he kind of screwed himself with that quote. It didn't really make any sense to come out and say something like that.
And it's tough for Austin because he did that a little bit in the past, like where he would come out and just kind of say something before he thought about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's done that a few times. So this was kind of like interesting of like, that was like the main reason why he didn't want to resign with the Chargers. And did he not want to resign with the Chargers, or did we not want to bring him back because he wouldn't do this?
Yeah.
That's not our style.
He's basically saying, I'm a RB2. I'm a change of pace back. That's what he's saying. I'm not carrying the ball 300 times a year. So that makes me a change of pace guy, third down back, catch the ball out of the backfield.
$3.5 million a year.
Yeah, if that's what you are, I'm not paying you $10 million a year. Like, that's not what that guy gets.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean,
but he held out for more money.
And now both of our running backs are making, to combine, less than what he was asking for. I think a couple of them. Hmm.
So there you go. Yeah, that was just an interesting bit that popped up. And you know what? And that's the thing is, like, all the best to Austin Ekeler. I love
100%,
Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole story of Austin Ekeler coming into the NFL is still one of my favorite things in the world. Yeah. Just the fact
true that underdog
got the opportunity. Exactly. And it just didn't work out. And you know what? It's a different coaching staff, different regime, different plan for this team as far as how they're going to utilize that running back. And he's just not the right fit. And good luck to you, Mr. Ekeler.
Yeah.
And then this was also just recent. Alex and Faye Spanos being named the 2024 Chargers Hall of Fame inductees. A pair of the most important and influential members of the Chargers organization are going into the team's Hall of Fame. The Chargers announced Tuesday that Alex and Faye Spanos will be the 2024 inductees into the Chargers Hall of Fame. The couple will be the 42nd and 43rd respective members enshrined into the Chargers Hall of Fame. Alex Spanos, who credited much of his success in life to his beloved wife, purchased the Chargers in 1984.
Good year.
I always believed...
What happened in 1984?
We were born.
Oh, you guys were born.
Yeah.
That's how long ago.
That's how ancient we are.
Yes. I always believed
he bought the Chargers for $5 in 1984.
Yeah.
It was something ridiculously cheap. It was like, it was
$5 and a tank of gas.
Yeah, exactly.
And a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And a smile. Let's see. I always believed in the pursuit of one's dreams, and buying the Chargers, I've been able to realize a dream, Spanos said upon becoming the owner. Alex and Faye Spanos passed away within 2 months of each other. In 2018, I remember that. I think that was right around the time we started doing this podcast.
I think so, yeah.
I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for my mother or father, said Dean Spanos, their son and the Chargers owner and chairman of the board. My family wouldn't be owning the team if it wasn't for the vision my father had. It's just a small way to honor them. They have done so much for all our family. It really makes me feel good. I know it does for my sister and brother, Dean Spanos added. They are the reason we're all here, and they are the reason the Chargers are part of LA.
And this is cool. This video just came out where they're doing the Chargers like Walk of Fame leading up to the Bolt, and they're going to have their own square. They're just doing everything they're doing right now is so smart and so like clever and they're just firing on all cylinders. I'm super excited for everything that's about to come out. And people at the open house at the Bolt cannot wait to see those videos coming out. Like, there's so much to see and you know, learn about this new spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a cool move, like something brand new that is Chargers, but also remembering the past of how you got there. Yeah, all the players and obviously the ownership that had the vision and cast it and put them in the work to get them where they are.
Right. Yeah, it feels like a move for something that's been around for a long time, but it's brand new. And yet it already has a legacy feel to it for how many people, you know, all the names that you see down there on that Walk of Fame. I think it's incredible. I can't wait to see it in person.
So cool.
It's the house that you know, they built, essentially.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know the Hollywood Walk, you go down and take a picture next to the stars. Which ones are you going to?
First one is Junior Seau. Hands down, Junior Seau is my first one. And then we'll go LT, Fouts, Bobby Ross. I saw he's got one. That's pretty rad.
Gates.
Pretty rad. I can't wait to go there.
Hall of Fame, pretty rad.
Well, you know what else is pretty rad is our Patreon. Patreon.com/ChargerChat. Check out all the fun, silly videos we got over there. We've got a new name to shout out, a new Patreon member, and that's Amber Emmerhine.
Welcome to the party.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for the support, Amber.
Really appreciate it. And if you don't want to go to patreon.com/ChargerChat, it's fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there. We got t-shirts, hoodies, stickers. What else could you want? That's chargerchat.com. Nothing.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
All right, folks, it's time to go on to the next segment. Glad to have this guy back. You know him. You love him. It's the Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Ha-ha. It's me. I'm back. What's going on, folks? I promise you I haven't been in hiding. Just a lot of life stuff going on. Also finishing up a move here. So beforehand, if you guys are joining on the video adventure here on YouTube, I apologize for the very vanilla aesthetic going on right now. I promise that that will be adjusted in the coming weeks. Just give me a little bit of time. But again, it's your boy. I'm back. And we are just right around the corner from the beginning of training camp. The rookies report in about a week, and then it's full force in about two. So what, the 24th is the first open practice? So, oh boy, that time went a little bit faster than what it has in years past. But again, maybe that's just me talking because I've had a lot going on. But either way, football is right back around the corner, and before you know it, full swing, regular season action. So let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's on the horizon. Maybe some questions that need answers, if there are any right now, but you know what it is. Again, CC gang, the biggest of salutes into the rest of the Bolt fam. What is going on? You got Craig in Texas, and welcome to another edition of the TCE. Let's get it. You smell that, right? I mean, I didn't just pinch one out or anything. I'm referring to the grass, man. Well, wait a minute. Is it grass or artificial turf at the Bolt? I can't remember off of the top of my head. I should probably look into that again, but never the mind. Whether, yeah, like I was saying, you can smell the grass or the rubber pellets, however that goes. Either way, it's an exciting time because football is almost here. The beginning, or the official beginning, at least in my eyes, of the Jim Harbaugh era with the Los Angeles Chargers. And we know what to expect when it comes to a Jim Harbaugh football team. They're going to be disciplined, they're going to be physical, and lots of smash mouth, cram the ball down your throat type football on offense. And defensively, they should be really tough, especially in the trenches. Well, really on both sides of the ball in the trenches, but you get what I'm saying. It's just the style of football we've come to expect from every team that's been led by Jim Harbaugh. And as Chargers fans, we've not had that since, what, Marty Ball, I guess? We've kind of had to watch it and admire it from afar from teams like the San Francisco 49ers, who Jim, ironically enough, used to coach, and also the Baltimore Ravens, which this team seems to be taking some of its cues from as far as stylistically and scheme-wise. It's going to be nice because this is my favorite brand of football, so I've been begging for it for years, and here it is. Now, thing about training camp is where guys are going to find out if they're made for this team. And honestly, all the stuff that's been going on in the offseason with mandatory mini camps and, you know, where guys kind of showing up and doing their thing with just T-shirts and shorts. Well, in jerseys, too, because they were doing it in style, man. Guys were actually out there practicing in full garb and shells at times. Not full pads because that's not really allowed, but you get what I'm saying. And all that was cute. You get to see the dudes run around, do their thing without any real contact. But those days are about to be over. The men are going to have to show up into the building. And if you are one of those dudes, or if you aren't, you'll be found out in very short order. So definitely looking forward to that. But as I mentioned before, there are going to be a lot of questions that have to be answered. And although we are very heavily depending on this coaching staff to get these guys to perform at the next level, we have to be realistic about some of these positions. And that's what I want to talk to you about a little defense today on that side of the ball. We'll get to the other phases of the game in the coming weeks. But defensively, there are a lot of questions to be answered. We got the pass rusher situation down. Not only do we have four high quality pass rushers, but it also gives you depth. I expect Tulitulipolotu to take a big step here in year two. We saw what he did as a rookie, kind of hit a little bit of a rookie wall. But also when Joy went down, you know, there was a lot to be put on Tuli's shoulders. And his production took a little bit of a dip as far as a pass rusher is concerned. Now, he was still high level at stopping the run. But, you know, it wears on you a lot as a rookie because the season's longer and you're not a part of a real legitimate rotation. And so this year, I expect him to really take off or pick up where he was before Joy went out. Again, talking about that rotation as a whole, what the Chargers have done is put themselves in a really awesome position in the event that someone does go down for a few weeks. God, hopefully not. Fingers crossed that they have great health this season. No more of the stuff that we've become accustomed to. But in the event that someone does go down, you're not completely up a creek without a paddle. That signing of Bud Dupree was key. because Bud's still going to be a very high level player within a rotation. And I think that that's the way the Chargers are going to approach the game. And another one of the reasons why they had to solidify the edge position is because of the other questions around the defense, particularly in the secondary. That cornerback position is really weird right now. Safety too, but really my concern genuinely lies with the corners, because right now your number one corner is Asante Samuel Jr. And this is nothing against Zion. Love him. Fantastic player. Playmaker. But he's on the smaller side. He's not a great tackler. And he's currently your CB1. Christian Fulton was signed on a one-year deal, so he's got a lot to prove. But what's been his bugaboo other than injuries? Tackling. And that goes all the way back to his LSU days. So hopefully working with this new staff, they'll be able to kind of help these guys overall with not just like the desire to make these plays, because that's like, if you're going to stick your nose in the run game, it has to be something that you're really about. You got to be that type of dude. Got to have a couple screws loose to want to stick your nose in there against those bigger backs. And technique is going to have to be worked on. I'm sure it's going to be drilled. Like I said before, this is a Jim Harbaugh team, so discipline is going to be at the forefront of almost everything they do. It's just whether or not you can take a guy who's just been okay and help him perform a notch above. What it's really going to be about is getting these guys to want to play in the system and be a part of the whole, like, you know, the sum being bigger than the whole of its parts, or however that saying goes. I'm probably saying it wrong, but you get what it is I'm getting at. Collectively as a team, everyone's going to have to be on the same page and performing at a very similar tick. Now, you're going to have different levels of ability from position to position. As I said, we're much more quality on the edge than we are at corner, for example. So you're basically going to have those edge rushers being really, really efficient at getting after the quarterback on passing downs to help the secondary out, specifically, again, those corners, because the faster you get to the QB, the less time a corner has to cover. So front end helps out the back end. It's probably going to be one of those years. Unless the Chargers make an improvement in the secondary again at corner in training camp, that's always a possibility. Now, there's also the Tarheeb Still name that's been popping up, and a guy that I've been taking a look at here in the offseason that I think could potentially make a leap into the starting lineup, maybe by midseason, potentially even before. I mean, Jahzir Taylor, good player, more athletic than Still is, but Still's kind of got that all-around game that you want in the slot in this type of defense. He's a playmaker, he's instinctual, and he's very good against the run. He's a sure tackler. Can't necessarily say that I would depend on Jahzir Taylor to be as consistent a tackler, especially against some of these teams that really love to pound the rock. Probably a little bit better coverage guy than Tarheeb Still. Again, some of that's due to athleticism, but I think by the time all is said and done, Still's probably going to have made a name for himself come season's end. Do not be shocked by that. The safety position, it's a little tricky also. You've got Derwin, you've got Alohi, and then you went ahead and you signed a, how do I say this? Because I want to be respectful. An elder statesman in Tony Jefferson, 32 years old and was out of football last year. He was a scout for the Ravens, but did not play a single down of football. And granted, maybe that year off helped him keep some tread on the tires. So he's not going to be your typical 30 plus year old defensive back in the league. And he understands the system, which should help because he can be a coach at the third level. And hopefully that helps them to maneuver Derwin around game to game, just based on the game plan, the way that I suspect that they're planning to. I would not be shocked to see them bring in additional help, not just at corner, but as safety as well. So be on the lookout for that. But the safety position does worry me also, because they for sure need three guys that can be out there. And yeah, just as a whole, secondary's got lots and lots of question marks. When you're talking about the linebacker position, that one's tricky, because in certain instances, I think it comes down to who the pairing is going to be. I think you do need a guy who's solid against the run. You got Denzel Perryman for that. And you need someone who's not a liability in coverage. Can't necessarily say that about Denzel. Junior Colson, in my eyes, should have a leg up because he understands this defense intimately. I mean, he played it in Michigan. It's the defense that made him. It's the defense that got him to be a second round pick this season. So if you're talking about pairing up Junior with Denzel, Junior's a pretty good athlete. Better athleticism than Denzel. And Junior's also a good backer when defending the run. Definitely better in coverage. But then it makes you ask questions about a guy who has a lot to prove this season, who I don't think was given enough of a chance here last year, and that's Deion Henley. But what is Deion going to be? Is he going to be like a sub-package third down option, or is he going to find his way to work himself into that starting lineup as well? Deion's a dog, man. We saw him flash last season as a short tackler. He's a missile in some instances. A guy who just is out there making plays sideline to sideline. As far as being a stout defender on the interior, won't necessarily be that as much because he's a smaller linebacker. Kind of fits the new mold of linebackers that have kind of taken over the last few seasons. The more agile guys who can move really well in space and cover these more athletic tight ends. But we'll see how that goes. And just in general, Troy Dye signed from the Vikings, and he took a role or signed a contract over with the Chargers because he believes he's going to get an opportunity to be more of a contributor on defense and not just a core special teams guy. So be on the lookout for what he does here in camp and if he can make some moves as well. So it's just a matter of time. Some of these things are going to have to figure themselves out, and we'll just have to see how things progress from week to week leading into the season. Now, I did not forget about the interior defensive line. As I mentioned before, it's kind of the bedrock of the defense, because if teams are able to just plow the ball up the middle, you're going to have problems everywhere else. And right now, again, lots of question marks. You've got Otito Ogbonnia, who dealt with some injuries here near the end of his rookie season. He was performing well. He's on an upward trajectory, but the injury kind of affected things. And then going into last season, wasn't necessarily 100% himself either. Has yet to play a full season. So we'll just kind of have to see how that works out. I mean, you've got other names like Gerard Clark. He was an undrafted rookie that I loved a couple years ago, who's another really big body, more of a true nose tackle. He can be a pocket pusher against the pass, but not really what you would call like an interior pass rusher, but he can be a disruptor in that way. If you can push the center back into the quarterback's lap, that's doing a whole lot. Scott Matlock, heard some buzz about his name. Another guy that I'm looking at being more of that true, more pure interior disruptor. I think he'll get his opportunities. And I think he's more of a 4-eye, 5-tech guy, more than a 3-tech. But if he puts on some more functional strength, he might be able to reduce down a little bit on the inside on passing downs and be more of a contributor in there as well. And, I mean, I don't know. Who else is there? You've got – oh, see, I knew I was forgetting somebody. So why is the name? So Igbuogbe, Mr. Igbuogbe, draft pick from Alabama, who the team was raving about. They saw him as more of a second round selection who fell. So they felt really lucky to be able to get him where they did. I think he's going to be more solid as a run defender to start. He shows some chops as a pass rusher at Bama, and some people have called out the fact that I think he had like, what, 7 sacks or so last season. Also have to consider, he played at Bama with some other high-level interior defensive linemen and edge rushers, so it kind of makes things a little bit easier on you when you're playing alongside other first-round picks. It's not to take anything away from him, but him as just a one-on-one proven interior pass rusher is going to take some time to develop that. He doesn't have a really heavy tool set. Right now, he kind of depends on just kind of flashing and playing with his hands and being powerful in that way, and it'll work, but then they'll have some guys on the interior that are just like solid blocks of granite that power just won't work against. You have to develop some finesse moves and some counters to get after them. But Igbuogbe is someone that I think is going to produce here in the coming years. I just wouldn't be shocked if he's not a standout production type guy in his rookie year. But if he is, like, you know, more power to him. Looking forward to that as well. So that just kind of covers the defense in general. Like I said before, lots of questions, some guys to keep an eye on. And just looking for some other cast to step up and improve overall. There's some guys that had some very real talent that were taken in drafts past that just haven't really panned out. talking about you, JT Woods. And we'll just see what direction they end up going in, because if they're not guys that are going to be able to contribute, Harbaugh's not just going to keep them around for ceremony or because, you know, they were favorites of the previous regime. If they can't produce, probably be out of here. But thank you guys for sticking around with me, knocking the rust off here a little bit. It's been a bit, but again, thanks for kicking it with your boy. Y'all know who it is, Mr. Bolt Gang or Do Not Bang, a.k.a. T-O-P underscore F-L-Y-T-3 over on Twitter. I haven't really been active on Twitter in a little bit, but I promise you I'll be back on my game there. So holla at me if you have any questions or just want to chop it up. And you know what it is, until the next time, again, training camp on the horizon. Looking forward to seeing some of you guys out there. I might have just given away the fact that I am probably going to be in town to visit one of those weeks. So be on the lookout for that. I'll get those dates solidified for you and come and say what's up to you guys. I've been told that I'm not the most approachable looking person. I can't help it. I have resting B face, but I'm really a nice dude. I really am. I promise. So again, until the next time, y'all take it easy. And okay. Love you. Bye.
Hoo doggy. That was, he's back.
Welcome back, Craig.
I love it, Craig. Missed you, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's, looking at that defense, man, that is really going to be the whole side is a question mark now that you've got Jesse Minter calling the shots, and we're going to see something completely different. And that could
good.
Good. Should be good, because like you said, like we've got guys on here that we know we like, we know that they can be playmakers, but have they been utilized as well as they have been in the past?
Right. Or
are they not being used correctly?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing that a good defensive coordinator, a good coach does, is he makes up where there's deficiencies. Like if you know that there's a deficiency in your defensive backfield, then you adjust and you do different things. Like he talked a lot about the interior of the defensive line. I agree. I think that there is definitely room to improve there. But if you don't, if you know that that's the case and you know that's what they're going to attack, then you run more stunts. Then you maybe blitz up the middle and you allow guys to move and use their tools that they do have. And set, there's no like, I'm a brick. I'm just a brick wall and you can't get past me. So then let's not try to do that as a defensive scheme. You know, like you got a good coach will mask wherever you are falling short. So mm-hmm. I think it's just opportunity for our defensive coordinator to be that much better, for Jesse Minter to step up and really be like, yeah, I can make this work.
Yeah. Come up with the right scheme, come up with the right plays. And I do love the idea that like, yeah, hey man, we've got some depth. We've got some solid depth now for right. some of these positions. And I'm very excited to see what all ends up happening. Great to have you back, Craig, and absolutely go say hi to Craig. He's an absolute teddy bear of a man. Don't let the resting bee face fool you. He is.
You're a legend.
He is intimidating. He's jacked. He's so jacked.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad he's on our team for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad but to have
he
you
is
back.
Very, very sweet. Go say hi to
yes.
him.
Yes. Go say hi to Craig. Let him know. Let him hear you. Craig, thank you for another awesome Craig experience. And now, folks, time to go on to the next segment. Ask Bolt Fam.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his butthole. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both so hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. We start at the top with Marco DeLeo. Who asked the question? Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. How dare you? Well, dog, he wins. Maybe 9. Damn, dragon. Okay, let's set the stage. Middle of the ocean, a fire dragon versus the Night King. Game of Thrones. Watch it already. Who wins? Why? Round 3, fight. 9 wins. Jackass. How dare you? Haha. Okay, love you. Bye.
Getting some heat there, Wooldog, for comments made on the Wooldog, previous episode.
Listen,
Wooldog finally has a rival. I like this.
And his floor is below 10. I'll tell you that much.
Listen.
Kevin loves
you hear there. What you want to hear. That
listen
is
up.
Not what I said. The question was,
welcome to my life.
That's fine. I'm not going to walk away, though. I'm going to sit right here.
I'm not walking away. Right into it.
I'm not walking away.
The question was,
you've walked away several times.
Anytime soon.
The question was, how many guaranteed wins? Guaranteed to me, maybe other people perceive that differently. Guaranteed to me means You don't even have to watch the game. That's a guaranteed dub. Don't even stress. Don't stress it. Don't sweat it. It's guaranteed. Guaranteed dub. Does that mean that they're only going to win 8 or 9 games? No. They're winning way more. Now.
At least winning more games.
At least. Come on. So I see no reason why these guys can't go undefeated. Okay?
Amen, brother.
That's what I'm saying. Guaranteed wins, though? Like I said, those are the ones that are gimmies. Those are the gimme wins. I could see at least 8 or 9. And when was the last time the Chargers have had 8 or 9 gimme wins?
I don't even think they've been favored in 8 or 9 games in the season.
So come on.
It's true.
Get on my shamelessly positive bandwagon here, damn it. All right. This will come up again.
I like it.
But first.
I like this side of you.
I'm just saying. I'm not afraid of a fight. right now. So last time, Kyle, you missed it. The dragon moved on. I don't remember. Let me see. Who did the dragon fight last time?
I had the ninja with the lightsaber the first week.
Right. So the dragon
fucked up the ninja.
There was a battle ogre. Debatable. It was an ogre fighting
on the
Himalayan mountains of all places. So now we've got the dragon moving on.
The problem with ogres is now with Shrek, they're not like tough.
Well,
ruined ogres.
Specifically, this ogre loves to eat children. That was specific to the question.
Legendarily.
So I said if there was a kid riding the dragon, I think the ogre would have a better chance. But just straight on dragon versus ogre, it's definitely dragon.
Yeah. I agree. I go dragon. Yeah.
So now the dragon is fighting the Night King.
You guys watch Game of Thrones?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, the Night King takes down dragons on the regular and then makes them his pets and then flies them around.
Yeah.
I think that. Okay. Do we want to do a 1, 2, 3?
I think this is. We can.
You can't.
You do that every time and then somebody always says something different.
Okay.
Okay. This is the middle of the ocean. Set the scene. Just no boats.
Well, if it's in the middle of the ocean, it's definitely frozen. That whatever patch
That's
of
true.
Little.
Yeah, the Night King would just freeze it. So he's standing normal.
Freezing ass. Now he has a
crystal
spear
ability
or whatever the hell he has.
Yeah.
Is he part of the Marvel universe? What is he?
Dude, you got it. You got to watch this show.
You know,
this show rules.
Winter is coming. He is the winter that's coming.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I guess 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, count us down.
1, 2, 3.
Night King. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Night King wins. Yeah. That's tough, dude. You're bringing out Night King in round 3.
Dude,
like,
I don't know how you're going to top it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger from Predator is the only way I can
in
think
the right,
of maybe.
In the right, yeah, in the right setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the forest.
Dearlin, come on.
I just watched that recently.
He gets a chopper, too.
Yeah, that's the chopper line came from that, too. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger gets a chopper versus...
And a machine gun.
These are your questions for later. I'm sorry. I just got excited for a second.
Marco, there you go, buddy. Thank you for asking the question. And let's move it on now to Brandon Woodard, who asked the question.
Shoot, my friends, I'm sorry I missed the hangout. After a few shots and multiple drinks in Vegas, I became a drunken ninja placing Charger stickers on random Raider signs throughout town. So I feel my absence was excused. To each of you have to give a best man speech for Justin Herbert, Cameron Dicker, and Derwin James. Pick one each and have fun. Go Bolts, boobies, FTR, can't love you, bye.
Boobies.
I love
Bolts and boobies.
I love
two,
the idea
two of my
of
favorite things
ninja
on this planet.
I love the idea of a drunken sticker ninja in Vegas.
Yeah, he's like, whoa!
But he's drunk.
And
he's
then smoke
be like,
bomb.
Hi-ya. Hi-ya.
Oh, God, that's awesome. Yeah, you're fully excused. Everything's fine. We'll see you on
it's
the
fine,
next one, Brandon.
It's fine. We're all fine. Fine.
We're all fine here.
All right. Well, hey, one of us was just recently a best man for a wedding. So
I was.
You're just going to recycle that speech there for one of these guys?
I could. my best man speech was more heartfelt. The relationship with the groom was more of like he's like a little brother. He's like, I like walked through him a lot of stuff as like a seeking counsel from me and discipling him. So it was more heartfelt.
This isn't like Mad Libs where you can just take his name out and put Justin Herbert's name in or something.
I mean, I guess maybe if we were boys like that.
For counseling you, Justin, on all of your hardships. I'm glad I was there for you.
I'll pick Cameron Dicker. I'll go with Cameron Dicker. Okay. You guys have to pick.
I'll go Justin Herbert.
Of course you would.
Of course I will.
All right. Well, somebody give a speech.
whose wedding do you think would be the most fun to attend?
Probably Cameron Dicker's for sure. Really?
I think Derwin James. I was going to say Derwin too. So fun. Yeah, his energy and like
seeing like
his vibe. Like I can't imagine what his family is like.
But dude, in terms of like how much these guys make, Justin Herbert and Derwin James would probably have the bigger, crazier wedding. Mm-hmm. But Cameron Dicker could have like the beach, chill, hang out with some bros kind of energy.
That's true.
So I'd go to all these.
But they also, Cameron Dicker, I don't even think would dance at his own wedding. Yeah. What? I'm not saying I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I'm going to all these.
Whose wedding? Cameron Dicker? Fuck that guy.
That guy's poor. I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
Was he on a rookie contract? No, thanks.
No, thanks.
Wait, this wedding's on a rookie contract? Uh-uh. Not going.
Not worth my time. No.
To the trash heap with you.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll go because this will be short and sweet.
There you go.
Wait, I got to figure out how to intro it really quick.
I got to get into the mindset of a best man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I have an intro on the tip of my tongue, but I can't seem to put the like. I guess I would just go Cameron Dicker, Dick Perfect. Cheers.
Dick Perfect.
Dick Perfect. Cheers.
To your wedding night, Dick Perfect.
Split those uprights. Am I right, everybody? Okay.
It's good.
It's good.
All right. So mine to Justin would be welcome, everyone. It's really exciting to be here for, you know, my best friend in the world. We've spent so much time together over these last you know, I was his babysitter, you know, when he was two, and we're the best of friends, and we talk every day, and he loves me, I love him. But one really important thing I think we need to talk about here is
top 10 quarterback.
Making sure, you know, marriage is important, but so is winning a Super Bowl. So don't let her get you down. Don't let her get in the way of us. Don't let her steal any of your juice, okay? Don't let her take your juice. We need your juice in your body when it's a Super Bowl.
Wheeze the
juice. Keep the juice. Don't give her the juice. All right, cheers. Love you guys.
Cheers.
Okay,
cheers.
Love you, bye.
Cheers. Top 10.
Top 10.
Wow. Best friend, Wheeze the juice.
Yeah. I was his babysitter.
I'm right. We're right here, Kevin.
Well, come on.
No, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be.
Come on now. I know. Right. Okay. I feel like this question was asked because Brandon knew this, that I chose Adam as my best man instead of Kyle.
I think so. Yeah, I think this was a little cheap shot at me. Yeah.
It was a little cheap shot. Yeah. It's like, maybe.
I guess I can take a cheap shot too there, Kyle. I can take one right in the chin.
Yeah, right in the chops.
Pow, right in the kisser. Yeah. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Derwin and I, we don't know each other. And yet, some reason, he asked me to be his best man. Who says no? Not me, clearly. I'm a co-host of the Charger Chat. I'm sure you all have heard. And I'm so glad to be here this evening. And wish... just the best safety in the league, Derwin James, healthy wedding and a healthy relationship with his wife and his beautiful kids. And I'm so glad we have this Swiss Army knife of a man on this team for so many years to come. And I cannot wait to see you flourish on the field, as I'm sure you will with this relationship. And God bless you and everybody else in this room this evening. And I'm so sorry Kevin and Kyle couldn't be here, but they clearly had bigger things to do.
Bigger weddings at the
bigger weddings to attend. Yeah. And I apologize on their behalf. They wish they could be here. And God bless you all. Cheers.
Go Bolts, boobies. Go Bolts. FDR.
Bolts and boobies.
As a wise man once said, go Bolts, boobies, FDR, Caleb, be fine. Oh, it sucked my butt. There we go. Suck my butt.
The Raiders could suck my butt. That was all great. Right. Very good, great guys. Very
that was well fun. There we well go. Done. Brandon Woodard. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move
serious
on.
About that juice, Justin. Keep it.
Yeah, wheeze it.
Keep the juice. Wheeze it.
Let's move it on now to Tony Francis, who asked the question.
What's up, cadets? How the hell have you been? Coach Kyle, where the hell have you been? You really pulled a John Cena last week because we couldn't see you last podcast. Stop sucking so much butt and show up, Twinkle Toes. Just kidding. Love you, Coach. This question is directed at everybody. Would you rather be punched in the ball sack by Justin Herbert or kicked in the ball sack by Digger the Kicker? Be as detailed as possible in your response. Love you guys. P.S. Woldog, I still can't believe you think the Chargers will win 8 games next year. Come on, maggot. Double that number and let's fucking go. That last question directed at you, old dog. What in the actual Coach, light this guy up.
That was awesome.
Can't see me.
Can't see me.
Kyle John Cena.
John Cena just like announced his retirement, too.
Yeah.
That's wild.
What a career.
Jeez. Still can't see him. I can't find him. I can't find the guy. He's announcing his retirement. All right, Coach, light me up. What the fuck?
Come on, Coach.
Bring it.
You explained yourself, and I agree. I like it. I like the defense.
Thank you. Yeah, Tony. Listen,
Tony, go back to Kevin. I'm happy to jump in on the Kevin bashing.
See, he won't give shit to Adam at all. No, never.
I like the Kevin stuff. I can't do it to Adam. I do have a heart.
Just not one for your brother.
There's a little chunk missing that was where Kevin
the shape
was.
Of Kevin. Yeah. It's gone.
Just says Kev on it. Like on a tree. You scrape shit into a tree. That's what it says.
Dude, come on. Chargers are definitely winning more than 8 games.
Yeah.
You know for this. Sure. I know this.
We Let's know move this. On.
Okay. Who wants to get punched or kicked in the balls?
I think
you got to consider the man. Consider the one behind the punch.
Consider the man.
I just know for a fact a leg is way stronger than an arm. It doesn't matter whose leg it is. It's way stronger than an arm. Getting kicked in the nuts by a NFL kicker.
Yeah.
And remember the trajectory.
You might die.
Balls. You're getting kicked like this as opposed to getting punched down like that. Very different.
Yeah. Or even straight like a speed.
No. Justin's going to be down there like just straight.
He's high level with this.
He may hit you with an uppercut.
Oh, it could be an uppercut.
And you go flying.
I don't think angle is the right thing to consider.
I think you need to consider it.
If you have to get hit or kicked at the end of the day, which is a better story afterwards? Like, what would you be more like? Yeah, I got kicked in the nuts by Cameron Dicker, the guy that just made that. You know, I feel like the story might be better. It will hurt more in
Who
the moment.
Punched in the balls? Justin Herbert, offensive rookie of the year 2020. He punched me right in the nuts.
I feel like getting punched in the nuts would be weirder than getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. I don't think we could ever make eye contact again after that. I think if you got kicked in the nuts, you could still be like bros.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. And I am also due for a vasectomy. So you kind of kill two birds with one stone.
100%.
People ask me, who was your doctor? Oh. You can't get an appointment, dude.
Dr. Herbert. It was Dick Perfect. This Dick is no longer perfect, but he is.
Yeah, exactly. I think the story that you could tell, either way, there's going to be a lot of pain, but I think getting kicked by a kicker is a better story.
Yet again, Tony, the off-season questions on this podcast are truly what we're all here for, I believe.
Yeah.
In my heart of hearts.
I think they just know the kind of show we are.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Kyle says Dicker the Kicker. Kevin, you're saying Dicker the Kicker?
No, I'm saying getting punched.
He wants his nuts touched by Justin Herbert.
Can you blame the guy?
At the end of the day, he just wants those top 10 hands on his nuts.
Yeah. Future Hall of Famer. This please.
Is terrible. Oh, my God.
It took a turn for you, Kev.
Oh. When you put it that way, Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Still. Justin
same Herbert. Answer.
Still
Herbo.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, just the sheer pain getting kicked is like, no. No way.
Yeah.
I could bounce back from a punch.
All right. Our next Patreon video is writing itself, Tony. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Daryl 21, who asked the question.
Hello, my peeps. Since I'm log jammed here and probably won't make it off the shitter until training camp starts, I'll make this week's question a f***ing simple one. Hoo-ha. I'm hoping to meet you guys at the opener, but I found out I may be getting ticks to the July 27th camp practice. Any chance you guys will be attending any practices at all at the pool? FTR, FTB, and FTC. See you Tuesday. Okay, love you. Bye. Hoo-ha.
I like the constipated version of
everybody likes me taking a shit here on the show. I guess I do a really good shit taker, but
it's really believable.
I could close my eyes, picture it. training camp. Do we want to go? Hell yeah, we do.
The question is, here's the thing, 1,500 people is not very many. So I think it's more of a question of like, do we go and just like hang out in the parking lot if we don't get tickets? I think you have to kind of come to terms with the fact that might be the case. Because 1,500 is like a quarter of what they allowed in at the last one. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Yes, we want to go.
Yeah, we would like to go and we still might. We got to see what we can finagle, what we can make work. But the goal is absolutely, because we'd love to see the bowl. We'd love to see the Walk of Fame. I want to see it all. I want to see these guys practice. So no plans have been made as of yet, but as soon as we do, trust me, Daryl,
we'll tell you here. You're here first.
Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan.
Oh, shit.
Who asked the question. I can't wait for the start of camp when the pundits' chonies do become damp and we declare to be the off-season champ. For I am going mad and banging my fists, and I swear to Thor that I'll be so pissed if one more joker doth post a list of top 10 asses he's wishing he'd kissed. So rescue me, my trio of friends. Answer this question and make it all end. What basket of gifts would ye send if a Pro Bowl did make one of our tight ends? Caleb, you bye till we meet again. All right. What basket of goodies? Yes, basket of goodies to a potential Pro Bowl tight end in Hayden Hurst or Will Disley? Probably more like Hurst. I imagine
Hurst
would probably get it.
Would be the guy to get the credibility, scoring touchdowns.
So has Hayden, bigger question, has Hayden Hurst ever been to the Pro Bowl?
I don't believe so. Because he was overshadowed by Mark Andrews in Baltimore his whole career. And then he was kind of a short stops at his next two stints. So I don't think that he has.
Let's find out here. Quick search shows. He is not. No, we don't have to do our way through this.
Oh, we don't need a quick do. Okay.
No, he is not. He was quick no do's needed here. He has not made the Pro Bowl. So, yes, this would be his first time going to the Pro Bowl. That would be amazing, considering all the places he's been, all the quarterbacks he's played for. He's not really played for a quarterback of Herbert's caliber, although he did play in Cincinnati.
Yeah. He had Joe Burrow.
So, yeah, he had Burrow for at least a hot second.
Yep.
But I don't know he might have been overshadowed just like he was with Mark Andrews. I don't know who Cincinnati's other tight end would have been. This could be his opportunity to be the tight end, the guy.
At least the pass catching, you know.
Yeah, with a competent quarterback.
Yeah. If he can stay healthy for sure. I think he, just by the sheer fact that he has Justin Herbert, he could absolutely do that. Like,
yeah.
And that would mean, what is he, like a top six tight end in the league? Your things are looking good if you have a Pro Bowl tight end on your team. So that would be great for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love that. I mean, to have somebody be a target like Gates was for Phil, or like for the short amount of time we had Hunter Henry. Like, we haven't had that Hunter Henry-esque type tight end. So if we could get anything close to that with Hayden Hurst, absolutely possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
And I would send him
mini muffins, because there's the best gift basket.
Of course. Yeah.
Come on.
Assorted mini muffins.
Good basket of mini muffins. So good.
Yeah.
Kevin had another idea. What would you say?
Throw some ginger in there. Throw a little ginger in there.
Some Bernie Bots.
Yeah.
Something Weasley-esque.
Something Harry Pottery.
Some candies.
Because he's got red hair.
Ginger for Z red. That one.
It was right over my head. It was as soon as I said it, I was like, man, I kind of want to take this back.
Too late.
I really want to take this back, but it's out now.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
It's okay. You could have gone like ginger snaps. Because it's kind of like a treat.
Ginger muffins?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Mm.
Gingerbread
in the comments.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread.
Get him a gingerbread man.
Giant gingerbread man basket.
You can't catch him. He's the gingerbread man. Touchdown.
It's Hayden Hurst's new nickname.
He's the gingerbread man. I won't stick.
No. Big Red Bolts, man. Thank you for asking.
Not my gumdrop buttons.
Not my gumdrop buttons.
Let's move it on now to BoltFan24. Who asked the question?
Amazing how quickly perception changes. Still was probably the most controversial pick of the draft, but now he is the player getting a lot of hype. Will he live up to the pre-pads on hype? Bring us back to reality, or do we need to jump on the train?
The thing is, like, the way we drafted this team right now, like, the guys that we picked are these first Harbaugh-Ortiz picks. These are the guys that they feel like really suit him. Yes. I feel like some of these rookies are going to step up and stand out right away. And I don't see, out of all the positions, all the position groups, obviously Joe Alt, you know, obviously that makes sense. Obviously Ladd McConkey, these are guys that can stand out. But there's an opening there where you can just perform well at camp and become reliable. And he could be a starting caliber player in the secondary.
Now,
so, yeah.
Wait, now who are you talking about?
Who do we Tarheeb think this still. Is this question? This is Tarheeb?
You think it's Tarheeb? I was thinking he was talking about QJ.
But it feels like it's a
because he's talking about perception changing.
But I don't feel like QJ's perception has changed at all yet.
So do you think it's Tarheeb is the most controversial pick of the draft?
Well, he said still was probably the most controversial pick of the draft.
Ooh, I didn't realize he was talking about his last name.
Yeah, Tarheeb still.
Takes a lot of
question. Okay, Tarheeb still. All right.
Detective.
I didn't realize he was the most controversial pick of the draft.
I didn't either, but I guess one of the more under the radar picks of the draft, I guess you would say. I don't.
You go back to back.
I don't know.
Sure. But he was doing really well at, you know, the early part of
his
camp.
Getting hyped. He's been hyped up by Derwin, by a lot of the pundits, like Matt Money has talked him up a lot. Gotcha. Yeah, and they think that he could be the starting slot corner, nickel corner.
I mean, without seeing him play a snap of football, it's hard to say it is definitively this, but
should I say choo-choo and jump on that train?
Let's just get on.
What?
Let's just come on, ride the train.
You have to jump off. You have to jump off later. Yeah, but right now,
that's fine.
Ride the train, baby. The world.
Just talk and roll.
Join hands. Start a love train.
Love train.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, let's jump on the train there. BoltFan24.
I think we're going to see some very cool, like, first year guys doing some cool shit on this team this year. I really feel that way.
Yeah, it's exciting. Let's get excited.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in reality. Come on.
No.
We don't do that.
Reality sucks. Yeah.
It blows.
Bites.
BoltFan24, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Hobbs, who asked the question.
Who will have the most receiving yards this upcoming season? Tell me. I want to know. Make him an offer. He can't refuse.
Come on, Kevin. You know your answer. You better answer this correctly.
Yeah.
You have one answer.
I have put myself in a corner that, like, any of these questions, if I don't answer it, you're just going to shit all over me.
I will.
And I'm not about
you know
about
your
that.
Answer. You know your answer. I'll do it. Quentin Johnston, that's who I believe, will be the leading receiver.
Still Kevin doesn't agree. Think about it.
Yeah, QJ, let's go.
He doesn't believe that.
He's so unhappy.
QJ, whatever. Fuck it.
I think he's gonna have a great year. I just think Ladd and him are gonna be like this, and then you're gonna get a little Chark that's gonna have like an 80 yard thing, and then it's just gonna be this constant. You know, like none of those games at fairs where you shoot the water gun and like the horses are like galloping. It's gonna be everyone galloping towards the end of the season.
So there's galloping. So there's
or the balloon that pops, whatever the hell it is. You know what I'm talking about.
Whatever the carnival does.
Go to a fair. Get back to me.
But so we all agree that everyone will be pretty close. So there's no risk in just saying QJ and saving yourself. They're all going to be close.
I think QJ will have more touchdowns. I think Ladd might have just a pinch more yards.
Hmm. Okay.
I kind of rode the line on that one. I'm feeling pretty good about it. Kyle was thinking of ways to talk some shit. He's like,
can I get him?
I'm still supportive of QJ, but I'm also loving on the new boy.
Yeah, I feel like
loving on the new boys.
Keep
your juice to yourself.
Ew. Yeah. I feel like McConkey is going to fill the hole that was Keenan Allen. I think with Keenan Allen leaving and the amount of route running that they've talked about McConkey being able to do at a high rate, I feel like Keenan Allen was the number one in receiving yards.
Yeah.
Not always necessarily touchdowns, although he was up there. I feel like McConkey's probably going to have more receiving yards. The end. Hobbs, thank you for asking the question. I'm
just waiting for him to finish his drink.
Try not to let the ice... I don't want to mess up the sound with the ice. So I was trying to slowly do it.
That's funny.
I did pretty good.
Thank you, Hobbs, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Zach Shelton, who asked the question.
Zach. Hey, guys. Been a while since I've submitted a question. So I was looking a couple days ago at Chargers team records, and I noticed that the Chargers team record for sacks in a season is 62 in the year 1986. Looking at the pass rushers that we do have, along with other players on the defensive line, if everyone can stay healthy, is there a chance that this Chargers defense can break that record this upcoming season? That would be cool to see.
That's a stat I didn't know, but that is a shit That's ton a of, lot sacks of sacks for one team. Yeah. Holy crap.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. 86 was the last time we did that.
Over 3.5 sacks a game.
And that's with the extra game.
Yeah, they did that with what, 15 games?
Six. I don't know.
How many games did
I wasn't even
80s.
Alive yet. You boys should.
You weren't.
Know.
We were two.
2 years old. We were
still shitting ourselves.
Clearly, 15 games. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, I
see 62. It's like 3 to 4 sacks a game, regardless. Yeah. But yeah, that's.
But I mean, over the course of a season,
that's
of your four guys are all getting 15 sacks on average, know, in a season.
Then you throw Derwin, sprinkle him a couple of them or something.
Yeah.
Some blitzing cornerbacks coming off the edge.
If you had to put money on this bet over under 62, I'm probably hitting the under. That's a lot of sacks.
Yeah, I'm hitting the under. Even if you hit like 50, holy shit.
That's a good number. Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing some good stuff if we hit that. But dude, Zach, I'm on board, dude. 63.
This would be sick.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's go 63.
You've got 70. Bosa. You've got Khalil 70. Mack. You've got Dupree. You've got Tui Pelotu. You've got Derwin James. You've got Junior Colson. You've got Deion Henley. You've got Denzel freaking Perryman. Like, these are all guys that
Morgan
can get to
Fox.
The quarterback. Morgan Lohi. Freaking Fox. So I think if there was a time that record could be broken, it could be this time. It could be under this regime, under this coaching staff, with these guys. I'll take the over.
It's happening. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, if we include playoffs.
and
the Super Bowl, I'm definitely taking the over 63. If we get through the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl, we're having 63.
20 games, three sacks a game, about three sacks a game. We can do it. Yeah.
We'll all keep score at home there, Zach. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Mr. Clean, who asked the question.
Is a 10-win season out of the question?
splits with all division rivals and steal a win against one of the AFC North teams, I think most Bolt fans would be ecstatic with 9 or 10 wins, no?
I don't think so. I think that would, with what we've done bringing in Harbaugh, the expectations for this team have never been this high before. I think you have, if you have a 9 or 10 win Charger team this season, it's not going to be like people are bummed because you're most likely in the playoffs, but people aren't going to be thrilled. I think you bring in Harbaugh to at least get 12, 13 wins. Like that's the hope in our daisy rose-colored glass Charger fan eyes without seeing our coach or our new team. Mm-hmm. 12, 13 feels like, oh, hell yeah, that's why we brought him in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the ecstatic. The word ecstatic is what we get held up on.
Oh, I thought thank I heard you. That. Do you want to come
say
hi?
Somebody say dada.
Yeah, I heard dada flying out there.
Teddy bear.
Dada. No, I'm camera shy.
I don't like your podcast, dada.
I'm more guilty as charged guy, dada.
Locked on for me, dada.
I got one of them.
Hey. Oh. Hi, Bo. What's up, bro?
He's just coming to deliver my iced coffee. Look at that. Right when I ran out of my last drink.
What a little PA.
Okay. All right.
So cute.
Okay, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
All right, Mom. It's your turn. I think 10 wins is...
You can't look tough drinking a straw, dude. It's impossible.
Oh, I don't want to mess with that guy.
Juice.
Yeah.
Craig, I know how to fix people not approaching you.
Yeah.
Just drink an iced coffee. You won't look tough at all.
Put some whipped cream on the top of that.
Oh, God.
Tilt the head just so slightly. Yeah.
I mean, if that's not welcoming, what is?
Serious. Oh, come God. Talk to me. Hey, guys.
All right.
And you're certified fresh, wins. Mr. Clean. Thank you. I forgot to say that. You're definitely certified fresh.
Yes. Sorry. And I think 10 wins is definitely on the underside of we're expecting way more than that. And
I'd be happy. 10, I wouldn't be ecstatic.
Exactly. Yeah. I would be.
You're in the playoffs with 10, but.
Yeah. I'm in the playoffs. Happy. I'm happy, but I'm not like we're the best team to ever set foot on a football field.
We're competitors. Yeah. No.
Dude, I won an AFC West championship this year. That's where I'm so like, bad.
I would be ecstatic.
Like, feeling it.
Yeah.
That would make me ecstatic.
For ecstatic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
There you go.
And I don't think that happens with 9 or 10 wins.
Just to rub it in, everybody we know in Missouri.
Every Missourian face, yes. All right. Mr. Clean, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Dude. Let's move on now to Kirk Massey, who asked the question.
In the doldrums during the absence of football, I have a would you rather. Would you rather streak naked at Chiefs game to guarantee a Charger victory, but you will spend a night in jail with Patty Mahomes' brother and also serve your 40 days of community service with him? Or would you rather streak naked with a paper bag covering your head? This will not guarantee a victory, but at whatever time you do it, it will change the momentum of the game in favor of the Chargers, and you get to choose who serves jail time and community service with you. Glad you guys are still doing your podcast in the doldrums.
That's what we're really known for. We're the dull drums.
We dull on our drums Charger. So loud.
So loud.
All right. We're all right, going streaking.
We're
apparently,
out.
Apparently, there's no way out of streaking in this scenario.
No,
it's happening.
We're flopping around out there, guys.
So, do you want people to know it was you? Can Kyle drink a nice coffee while he's doing it? I think that's the big question.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a streaker on the field, but God, I just want to talk to this guy.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, it seems awesome. Oh, don't arrest.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. All right, I guess we'll play football.
I want the guaranteed victory, I think, if I'm gonna be out there doing it.
Ooh. I was going to say, can you handle Patty Mahomes' brother?
Yeah, I don't care.
40 days?
Just kick his ass. Like, I want to be in a jail cell with him so I can beat the shit out of that guy.
Yeah, I feel like it's a win-win, actually. Yeah. The more I think about it, it sounds good.
Yeah, and then you get to, like, all 40 days of community service. He's looking over his shoulder like, oh, shit, it's him again.
Yeah, put me in jail with some, like, giant, crazy psycho dude. No, I don't want that. If I go in here, what's Patty Mahomes going to sit in the corner while I sleep? He's not going to be scary. Like, it's fine. It'll be good.
Be smack him a couple times and he'll go crying in the corner.
Yeah. Don't look at me, Pat. Stay over there, Mr. Mahomes.
Get me a nice coffee.
Yeah, now.
With a straw.
I'm running low.
All right, I gotta agree.
I concur. Yeah, if I'm gonna do it, it's gotta be for hopefully it's the AFC champ, AFC title, AFC champion, AFC West.
And you're in jail with the victory, like that joy of beating the Chiefs.
You're just sitting there naked, looking at him in the corner.
Yeah. So good. Just like, oh, we won. How weird.
It just got so much weirder if you're
naked
still. Where
does he keep getting these iced coffees?
Oh, God.
I have four kids. They just have them on reload.
Yeah.
Just keep handing them to you through the bars. Here you go, Papa.
Papa.
Dada.
They mean mugging.
Did I see that Game Boy?
All right. Kirk, thank you for asking the question.
Thank you, man.
And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Athir Kader.
Athir
Kader.
Who asked the question?
Judge and Chip, my boys. First coach, hope you and the family are doing well, my baby. I prayed for you and your family last week. I miss you so much without you. This is not the same because my question always starts with you. And when you're not there, I'm hopeless, baby. I have comments first, then a question, baby. No one is talking about this. Let's say the Chargers start the season hot, baby. Running the football, average 143 yards per game, and they 3-0 going to the Chiefs game, baby. Coach Reid decided, we're not doing this today. Sorry, baby. Herbert, you're going to have to throw the football. I'm putting 7 men in the box all day long, baby. Now to my question. Is Coach Harbaugh and Greg Roman willing to air out that Sunday? My coach, we start with you. My honor goes to Coach Kyle first. Kevin and Woldog, my baby, must also answer. FTR, baby, Harbaugh style. Let's fucking go. Raiders fans going to get struck, baby.
FTR, baby, Harbaugh style. I love
that. So we got some new catchphrases. Bolts and boobs, Harbaugh style. This is great.
All right.
That song, Gangnam Style. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Harbaugh style.
Harbaugh style.
All right. So, interesting thought. Chargers running the game. First 3 weeks, 3-0. Running game is strong. Coach Reid says, not today. Putting 7 men in the box. Stopping the run. Will Coach Harbaugh and Greg Roman willingly air it out that Sunday?
100%. You've seen how much they love Justin Herbert. That is the benefit of having a running game, is that when you have a great quarterback like we have, the only reason he can't be as successful as he could, as he should be, is because they don't have to load the box. I dare you to load the box up. Please, please, please load the box up and try to go man-to-man on the outside.
Yeah.
Please. I hope that our running game is that successful. That's when we absolutely massacre teams. And they'll get up 2 scores, 3 scores, and then they'll go back to running the rock because you're going to have to go adjust back to take away the deep balls and us throwing for 300 yards in the first half. And then we'll run the ball down you throughout the rest of the game. Yeah, 100%. That's what's going to happen.
I wonder, since 2020, when Justin started playing, the percentage of times that the box was loaded and they weren't playing some kind of shell on him or something. I'm just curious what that stat is, because I might have a feeling they haven't been loading the box on us.
No,
ever.
Why would you?
We don't run the ball well. So
no,
let's get the ball rolling. He's gonna have a great year.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this isn't a coaching staff that strikes me as somebody that's just going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. If they need to make adjustments, they absolutely will. They're smart enough to do that. These guys will absolutely do what is best for the team. And if that means, like, hey, You know, we had some success running. Time to throw it. They're loading up the box. Justin, this is your time to shine, buddy. Absolutely. And then you've got wide receivers like Quentin Johnston, Josh Palmer, DJ Chark, Ladd McConkey. Come on.
It's kind of throw. They're walking into having Justin Herbert. You don't just run the ball blindly forever.
Yeah, stubbornly.
Yeah, you don't stubbornly just run the ball. You have Justin Herbert. So run the ball to set up the play action. Just get going. Let him get on the move and throw the ball. You've seen what he does when he's rolling out of the pocket and throwing laser beams to these guys.
Yeah.
Love that. So, laser beams.
Laser beams. Beams
out of his freaking arm. All right. Athir, buddy, thank you for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bolt fam. We greatly appreciate it. You guys make these episodes what they are. They're so damn funny. And I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
No.
I don't have any. Not a single one.
We pretty much covered we literally wrung the sponge of Charger thoughts and opinions out on this episode. Yeah. So.
When it's off season. Kev,
we had a pretty amicable episode. There was not many fights between us.
I'm not going to lie. I did miss you. So
yeah, I think I'm being a little nicer. I feel like the week off. I agree.
It's like the absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want you to like right now. Keep He's taking so weeks off.
Right.
But I'll be a dick again next week. Let's just, it'll be fine. We'll be good.
Okay. Yeah. But that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, cheers.
Hey.
Sláinte.
Will you be my best man?
Yeah.
We're best friends.
All right. What a great note to go out on. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Looking for a place to meet someone new, but worried you won't find anyone approachable? Then you need to visit Resting Iced Coffee Face, the hottest new club where sipping an iced coffee through a straw isn't just recommended, it's required. Resting Iced Coffee Face. Let your guard down and grab an iced coffee.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.